Hey, is Keith in?
It is Keith.
Hey, Keith. Kyle over here at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this afternoon?
Pretty good, yeah.
I'm doing well, man. Thanks for asking. I just wanted to follow up with you here real quick. Won't take up much of your time. A couple weeks back, we mailed out an offer your way. Looks like it was based off some equipment financing you did over there with Western last year. Sound familiar?
Yep.
All right, nice. Well, based off that relationship and your ability to maintain it quite well, we were able to get you a pre-approval for $250K for some equipment and capital. Just wanted to see how business is going for you.
Pretty good. We're just trying to close out this year before we do anything else. Try and get all the contracts by about the end of this year. We're definitely going to be looking for more equipment.
Okay, nice. What kind of contracts you got going on?
We're going to start getting into cleaning storm drains and that kind of stuff, so we're going to need a hydro excavator.
Okay, and that's you guys don't do that currently?
No, we do more, clean septic tanks and grease traps and stuff like that. We're going to start getting into the storm water side.
Well, nice. Is that how much business do you think that'll bring you in?
Oh, shit, it's a lot.
Really? Well, that's good to hear. That means you're growing, then, it sounds like, right?
Yeah, most definitely.
Nice. Well, are you looking at bringing on any new employees over there to help you out with that, or are you be able to handle it with the guys so far?
No. We're definitely going to have to get some other guys.
Oh, nice. So you guys sound like next year is going to be a pretty big year for you guys, expanding and whatnot, huh?
Yep, that's for sure.
Okay, so, we offer a couple different programs over here, like I mentioned, equipment financing, like your traditional car loan for equipment, and then working capital. We based it on unsecured cash, basically. We can unlock your top-line revenue and get you, like, around 10 to 15% to use as you see fit for your business. Have you looked around at all for getting a hydro excavator, or...?
We've been looking, we just haven't been looking hard because it's going to be more like January before we, pull the trigger on anything.
Definitely, yeah. Well, from what you've looked at and seen so far, how much are those things usually going for?
Anywhere from about $100,000 to $150,000.
Oh, okay. So, pretty decent price range there, it sounds like. And is that brand new or is that used?
Used.
Used, okay. And how many hours are, typical on one of those?
Typically about that price or about 3,000 hours on them.
3,000 hours? Okay. That's not bad at all. With that, you're able to do quite a bit of maintenance on those things to keep them up and running?
Yeah. Just oil changes, that kind of stuff.
Okay. And do you guys typically do that yourself over there or take it to...
Yeah, definitely. We do all that stuff ourselves.
Nice. Okay. Well, good to hear. So what do you think, how long, when you bring on that excavator, you think how long will it take for it to pay for itself?
Probably within the first year.
Oh, no way. That quick. So, wow, that means you probably have quite a bit of business coming your way with that then, huh?
Yeah, definitely. A lot of big commercial stuff.
Okay. And usually that's pretty pricey, so you're probably making a pretty penny on some of that commercial projects, huh?
Yep. Yeah, we're going to be not the only ones, but we'll be a major game player in this.
Okay. And how long you been doing this so far?
So far, we've been in business about 17 years.
17? Okay, wow. So you guys are pretty established over there. And how big's your team?
We got about 6 guys total.
6 guys? Okay. And they all help you out running equipment and stuff?
Yeah, backhoes, dump trucks. We got 2 plumbers, so...
Okay, wow, so you guys got quite a bit of equipment over there. That's good to hear. And you guys been, is like most of your business in Santan Valley, or, is it kind of spread out?
All in the Phoenix, it's all spread out in the Phoenix, area.
Okay, nice. And
the valley here.
Okay, so when you first started, how'd you start out? Like, just one piece of equipment, or how'd that go for you?
Yeah, I started off a little small excavator. I was out digging footers, digging plumbers, and just grew from that.
Okay, did you kind of just start growing by good work and word of mouth, or were you doing, advertising and stuff?
A little of everything, more from, word of mouth, that kind of stuff, so we do a lot of business through that way.
Okay, definitely. Well, that sounds like you guys must have some pretty good work over there and stay up top quality if, you know, that's how you're circulating and getting around. That's great to hear.
Right.
On, do you have a typical vendor you normally go through when you purchase new equipment? Or?
No, it's been different almost every single time.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have, like, a favorite one, though, that you normally like to check on first?
No, we go through whatever that dealer uses, usually.
Okay. And then, so do you usually do, in-house financing through the vendor most of the time when you do bring one on?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Well, I know you're looking not till the end of the year or beginning of the year next year, but either way, we have a match or beat policy over here. So when the time comes, you know, if you just sent us the quote or invoice for the piece of equipment you're looking at, along with the offer that the vendor may have, then just send that our way, and you know, we can see what we can do and kind of get you a competitive price. But definitely, from the sound of it, I love doing your business over here. You seem like you're hardworking, you know, small business owner. So, what's a good email for you? I'll shoot you over some information.
It's idealseptic@gmail.com.
Idealseptic@gmail.com. All right, great. Well, Keith, I'll shoot you over a quick note here once we get off the phone. And I know you're not working for quite some time here, but the process over here is quite simple for when you are ready. It's just a short half a page application for the equipment. And then we would need 6 months banks and your most recent tax return just to kind of get a look at the current health of the business, you know, see where you're at.
Yep, absolutely.
All right, nice. Well, last thing I did want to mention, you know, I know it's not for quite some time down the road, but if you wanted to get a jump start on the process, you know, you could just get, you know, a couple pieces of paperwork to me, you know, whenever you get a second, shoot over maybe the app, and that way we'll have most of your file complete, and that way whenever you're ready to pull the trigger, we'll be like 90% done. You just give me a call, shoot over the invoice, and you'll have your piece of equipment there in 24 hours or so. All right, cool. Well, and then lastly, I did want to bring up that we do also offer a 90-day deferred program, and I know you're not, it's like you said, around January or so. So usually the way that works, you know, get your piece of equipment and not have to pay a single thing until the 3 months is up there. So if that's something you're interested in, if whenever you get a second, shoot me back over that application and whatnot, the rest of the docs, and I will get started on your file for you.
All right, sounds like a plan.
Alrighty. Well, Keith, we'll wrap it up here, and when would be a good time to follow up with you?
If you want to give me a call, probably about the end of December, somewhere in there.
Okay, definitely. Sure will. I look forward to hearing from you, and if anything pops up in the meantime, feel free to reach out.
Alright, sounds good.
Alrighty, good talking to you. You have a good rest of your week.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
Thanks, man. Bye.
Bye-bye.